Kafakara Book 15, Forbidden Photo, by Kurd Knudsen. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. Kara, favorite color, light blue. Favorite food, lasagna. Favorite school subject, art. Loves to read. Rose, favorite color, pink. Favorite food, pizza. Favorite school subject, gym class. Loves to shop. Julie, favorite color, yellow. Favorite food, tortillas. Favorite school subject, music. Loves boys. School photo. Kara is biking as fast as she can. She does not care that it is raining and the wind is blowing. She is so excited for school today. They are having their class photo taken during the first class, and this year their teacher, Karen, says they are going to take 3 photos. They will take the regular class photo and a portrait as usual. But this year, the photographer is going to take a silly photo of the class as well. In the silly photo, they are all going to dress up and make funny faces. Kara smiles. It is a good day. She is wearing her favorite sweater. It is red, and it has such a large neckline that it keeps falling over one of her shoulders. Kara thinks it looks pretty. Kara is completely soaked when she parks her bike. She meets Julie, who is wet from the rain as well. All the girls in the class decided to look the same in the silly photo. They're going to wear caps, red lipstick, and the same scarves around their necks. "Hi, Kara," Julie says happily. "Don't worry, I brought my hairdryer." Rose pulls up on her bike and stops quickly. "I borrowed my mum's lipstick," she says proudly. The photographer has already set up his equipment when they walk into the school. He has hung up a wall-to-wall blanket, and there is a spotlight shining warmly on the floor. Kara almost thinks it looks like a place where real models get their photos taken. Karen has brought a large mirror into the classroom. Julie turns on her hairdryer, and they all take turns drying their hair. Kara feels the butterflies in her stomach. It is almost like being at the hairdresser. When her hair is dry, she combs it with Rose's brush. "It's time to get ready," Karen says, and claps her hands. Kara fixes her hair a final time. Meanwhile, the photographer is telling them where to stand. The tallest kids are going to stand in the back, and the shortest are sitting on the chairs in the front. Kara is standing in the middle, between Benjamin and Hamid. Behind her, Julie and Lucas are standing, and Malou and Rose are in the front row. Kara's cheeks are stiff from smiling. She hopes she looks good in the photo. "Smile!" the photographer yells and jumps around waving his arms. They all laugh. Taking a class photo feels like a big moment, Kara thinks.